Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We have a very special guest in the studio today, all the way from Texas, and this is the 13th victim. And I know that today is Louie Luna's birthday. Happy birthday, Louie.
Thank you, Candy.
Okay, come on, let's say happy birthday to you. Come on,
happy
all together.
Come on, guys, you gotta do it for me. I can't do it
to
myself.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Louie.
Dear me, happy birthday to
happy
me.
Happy birthday to Louie.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to
happy 13-year-old birthday.
That was cute.
Get some cake tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have some of your songs here. Let's see. Oh, let's start off with this one. Victim forever, forever victim.
Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Cause I don't give a shit. Come on, man, shoot me out. Come on, man, shoot me out. Come on, man, shoot me out. I don't give a shit. I don't care if I OD. Shoot a dress and I live or die. I've got no sense in my own life. Get around and tell me a lie. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Give a shit about the moment to shoot me out. The moment to shoot me out. The moment to shoot me out. Cause I don't give a shit. And I don't care if I am alive.
What if I?
I don't trust and I'm feeling
like
a rock.
Someone
dies and I'm feeling like a rock. I don't care if I live or die. Come on, live and tell me what you got. Come on, live and tell me what you got. I can't sit down and I can't sit down. And come on, I trust, trust, trust. Come on, man, shoot me, cause I don't give a shit. Come on, man, shoot me out. Come on, man, shoot me out. Come on, man, shoot me out. Cause I don't give a shit.
I'd like you guys to, I suppose Louie is the one to ask, how did you all get started?
Well, we started in like South Texas, border town in Mexico in 03. And throughout the time, we've had different lineup changes, but I'm basically the only original member left.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of stuff throughout the years. You know, we started putting something out at first with some hardcore DIY labels, and then we started doing, you know, some more studio-ized stuff, you know, instead of recording in the closet or in the bathroom for vocals, you know. So I progressed
as
a musician.
Hey, Dead Moody used to open up the elevator shaft for that echo on Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah, exactly.
That way down inside.
It sounds great. Like, yeah, the bathroom was one of our things. We recorded our first full length was No Respect, which was named after Rodney Dangerfield, just out of a joke. We didn't think we were going to do anything. And, you know, we have a song called No Respect from that. And that's actually hard to come by. I actually found a copy of it and I guess it ended up getting stolen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and now it's hard to find. You know, I mean, we basically put this out ourselves.
You should send
like,
me a copy of it if you only have it on vinyl or CD.
Well, it was on a CDR.
There's only one vinyl.
We got two vinyls, 7 inches that we done. We did one with a side with a Bulimix, a split. Another band from Austin, Texas, that've been around for even longer than us, man, since the early '90s or mid '90s. Sorry. Yeah,
wow.
We put that out in an Italian record label that's no longer around with us anymore called Scary Records. And, yeah, that's the second one we did, 7-inch vinyl. And then the first one was
Out for a Kill.
Yes, ma'am.
Broken Bottles and Razor Blades.
that was our studio lives. Yeah. A lot of violence influences, mainly about partying, like just, you know, getting older, you know, the older you get, you know, the more settled down you become, you know, you're not as wild as you used to be. But, you know, that's basically my timeline of every album that we've done, you know, what period I was going through all to now, you know.
Well, it's always nice to be able to preserve things like that. And you know, Mystic is the longest running punk rock label in the history of the world.
Oh, yeah. I listen to a lot of stuff on Mystic.
Oh, yeah.
We've been, I
love Dr. No. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I grew up listening to is a lot of Mystic bands like Dr. No.
Why don't you guys do me a cover? Do me a cover song of any Mystic band you want because we're working on a new covers album.
Whoa. We can do a full, with all the songs that we like, it'd probably be a full-length album.
That's okay. That's okay. You guys are great.
We played with Dr. No back in November. There's a skate fest that goes on outside
of
town.
With Brandon, not with Kyle, because Kyle's not touring anymore.
Must have
been with Brandon.
And I believe so. They played the second night. We played the first night.
I wish we would have played the second night with them. That would have been awesome. But at least we got to see
our schedule didn't line up.
That whole park is pretty gnarly, though.
So. Yeah, it's a huge skate like complex, like hundreds of people from all over Texas all drive in. It's called King's Fest. It's a great fest. It's so great.
Yeah, you can't come there for like 3 days.
What's Dr. No came to Texas and played.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah.
Did the lead singer have long hair or was he shaved?
I believe he had a shave. Yeah.
Okay, that
was a shaved head.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, and they killed it, man. They killed it.
It was so good.
Well, that's good because I've been hearing other stories that they're not as good. See, they're not the original Dr. No. Brandon was with them in the beginning in a different band called Cruise Control. Kyle Toucher is the songwriter for all the Dr. No songs, but he has a really good job and he doesn't tour much anymore. He's got really long
hair. Makes
sense. Yeah.
Not longer than mine. No, I'm just joking.
And then, you know, Brandon was calling the band No for a while. And
I
now
heard that.
He's gone back to calling it Dr. No. And Kyle says, oh, my God, it's like watching somebody fuck your wife.
That's a good way to put it. My friend was playing guitar for
player from Dago Abortions. Yeah, and our friend played guitar. And
from the Bulimix, that band earlier.
Yeah, I like Dago Abortions. They're good. They have a song on a Mystic compilation somewhere I saw them.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
I knew that.
I'm going to have to check that out.
And not
too
long ago, I booked a band, Fornicators, in Las Vegas.
I've heard of them.
They played punk rock bowling, and they did a whole tour in California. And I had them booked the day before they were to go home with Dago Abortions, and they weren't able to stay. Something had gone wrong with their ticket time and they had to book out, and I was bummed, but I had another one of my bands that was already there. The Schadenfreuders stepped up and played. Schadenfreuders.
Yeah.
You guys
can't see Greg right now, but he's wearing a Dago shirt as we speak, actually.
And a leopard print Speedo. As well.
Ooh.
Hey guys, we're getting a little off topic here.
Leopard
looking good, dude.
My favorite print.
Dark
for everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I didn't realize all that. That's cool. That's really, really cool. Yeah, it's been harder to tour too. We're supposed to do a couple of dates as well, and. You know, what's going on, it's just impossible, you know. I have my mother calling me every second, like, checking on me. Like, oh, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm still alive.
Oh.
I'm breathing, but I mean,
I'm breathing,
cool,
right? Well, I'm glad you guys are having a barbecue and you know, chilling out. I mean, I've seen my friends from Las Vegas, Chainsaw Fight, they're one of our Mystic bands. They said that Las Vegas is closed down.
Oh, yeah. So is Austin,
the
Texas.
The streets are empty.
It's yeah,
like
all of our venues are boarded up right now.
Dang, man. I mean, I didn't even know what was going on because I don't very rarely watch the news. I don't have time. I'm promoting bands and, you know, putting up
music
and
things.
And
rock and roll
right.
news, that's what it is.
Right.
Keeping
and,
up with the rock and roll news.
I went to the grocery store and the checker was being a real snoot. So I just walked out and told her, here, I don't want anything from your store. And
yeah.
I didn't know that there was this big panic. But,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
those dudes are the real heroes,
there.
Though, right now. I mean, they're going through it just as much as everybody. But they see all the people running in and getting a bunch of cases of TP for no reason. They're getting a bit grouchy now, I assume.
You got to check out my Facebook page. I'm going to put one of your guys' songs on here. I'm doing a new compilation, and one of our guys from Las Vegas is a professional artist, and he drew this picture of a zombie guy holding a roll of toilet paper, and he's got a whole big stack of them behind him. And that's the album cover for our next compilation on Mystic. And I want
wow.
to invite
that,
you guys to
awesome.
Be on that.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Well,
we actually had another thing, too.
We have
too.
About five new songs.
Yeah.
Well,
we've been
nice.
Writing a lot
right
since we've been in quarantine. You know, and we got our new drummer, Chris Hall. He's our neighbor now. Well, he lives real close to us, so we just walk over there and you know, work on new songs, of course, doing the set. And we want to hit the studio here pretty soon, sooner than later,
sweet.
Once we get these songs down.
Sweet, sweet. Well, you know, the first song
I
played, I'll tell our audience here that the title of the song is Poison Disease. Disease. Disease.
We don't know how to spell sometimes.
Hey, but you know what? That's been a Mystic thing for years because when you purposely misspell something that's not in the dictionary, you own it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? So I have another one here. How about Use Once and Destroy? Kind
of
reminds me of a El Duce song, a mentor song for the 4F Club.
Oh, man.
That's a big compliment. Thank you.
Use it once, throw it again.
Chris, I have to admit, you're a great drummer.
Actually, that's not me on those tracks. That's Johnny Psycho. Funny enough story is we both actually played in the same band here in Austin, but at different times, and we ended up switching. So I used to be in a band called Brutality Incorporated in Austin back in the late 2000s, and we switched. Now he's playing for Brutality, and I'm in 13th now. So, yeah, I'm just bringing a little bit of that thrash and tightening stuff up a little bit, so the sound is getting a little bit meaner, and we're really stoked to get in the studio and put out some new stuff for you guys so you can hear what I can do.
Yeah,
there
Johnny,
you go.
Hang out with me too, right?
Yeah, he played his last show with us in December, Johnny Psycho, and it was the Dwarves, TSOL, and this other Texas band called Noogie. They're from Dallas.
How come you guys didn't send me a poster?
Oh, we still have some. We have a few left. We sent you some
links
and
stuff, I think, you know, so I can promote the shows. You know, I leave my wall open so that you guys can post your show dates and things on my wall.
Oh, post them on your thing.
Yeah, you can post them on my wall.
We're really bad at the internet and technology.
Well, you know, if you don't want to, you can always
post it in instant message
or anywhere. And then I can transfer them to the Mystic website. And we have a new Mystic website on Facebook. And
oh,
we even have a secret group. We have a secret group. So all those weirdos who like to talk smack can't get in our secret group.
Perfect. That sounds like the perfect setup.
I know. It's fun. So, yeah, I'll send you guys all an invite to the Mystic Records group. And, gosh, I can't wait to hear your songs. I do apologize for not knowing that you weren't the drummer on that, but, you know.
Oh, no worries. No worries. We're about to be back ripping like we were before, so there'll be more stuff to hear me on. And we're actually working on putting together a Twitch production so that while we're not able to play in venues, we're able to set up in the studio that we've got up the road at my place and just stream our practices and do some mock shows for everybody so we can put this new material out there and get it to the people. Seems like now's a good time to get people that music.
Yep.
Right, and it's a good time to up your YouTube videos as well, you know.
Get all over the place for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, if anyone's interested in checking out their album, it's called Destroy, D-E-S-T-R-O-I, Destroy, and it's the 13th Victim. Check it out on iTunes and all of your favorite stores, and pretty soon we're going to have an album out. And,
oh, yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Early birthday
and
present
from,
you know.
That's right, from Mystic Records to the 13th Victim. I'm looking for your Facebook page. I know you guys have one here. I just seen it a minute ago. But anyway, and it's enough of my blubbering. Here, let's play another song. How about Too Young?
Too Young, You Know Better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of the media. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid to love you, baby, because I'm too young to know that. Because I'm too young to know. Too young, you know better. Well, come on and tell me you love me. Come on and tell me you care. You never tell me you want me, baby. Cause I'm too young to know. Too young to know better. Cause I am too young to know. 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 Too young to know better. Love is said I met them all. Someday I was truly born. Love me as I love me now. Someday something to be at all. Come on, baby, tell me love me and you care. Well, come on, darling, tell me love me and you care. Well, come on, baby, tell me love me and you care. Well, come on, baby, tell me love me and you care. I'm too young to know, too young to know. Too young to know, too young to know. Too young to know, too young to know better.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a double back-to-back one of these days.
One of these days, correct. But this is like the real day.
Right.
Right to the moon, Louie.
Did you ever see DEF CON 4 or Red Dawn, those movies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going like Sir Cabin Fever here, like not, you know. I don't know. It's quite a weird experience, but kind of getting used to it.
You know, I distanced myself from Los Angeles and the Hollywood scene back in 1990 because the Mystic Studios closed, the Cathay de Grand closed, and I came up north, and now I'm actually glad that I grow my own food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that comes in handy for sure. Definitely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. This song fits perfectly. Misery loves company.
It has
come
to stop.
On up, guys.
Right back on to where the first is going. Murder. That family is all over. All I gotta do is relax, and they'll take me to the thing. I've got the gun in the car. I insisted, gently as I could, I took them where they needed to go, to their college station.
Guys have your lyrics written down exactly as they're sung, I will put them in the metadata on your online distribution, and that'll be really good.
Cool, definitely.
That, I notice you guys have some stuff listed here on Inner Punk, influenced by suicides, serial killers, mass murderers, sharp body fluids, hardcore punk rock.
Oh,
the 13th victim are hailed as South Texas' most dangerous and notorious band. You know, the nightclub I first started booking punk rock, the Cafe de Grand, was once known as the most dangerous, notorious nightclub in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got the name, that's another thing, we got the name like 2004, we officially became a band during the DC Snipers, I don't know if you remember that, with his, him and his stepson would go out and snipe people in Washington, D.C. That was a big thing going on at the time, and we were looking for a band name, and we're like, you know, like, dude, what are we, you know, this is me, and at the time our drummer's name was Javi Luna, which is no relations, and he was like, dude, let's just name it like, you know, like, because the 13th victim today, blah blah blah, and then we're like, let's just name it that. Wow, dude, there you go. So that's how it came about. So
that's good.
Yeah, I guess it's part of a historical, you know, thing, I guess. You know, I'm not promoting to go out, but you know, don't be a serial killer.
Can't turn a blind eye.
Can't
turn a blind eye, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, we're excited too.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. So, Greg, you play guitar. Did you play on any of these tracks?
Yeah, I me and Louie mainly wrote this album that we've been listening to. And then we played a lot of those songs on tour back in August and September. We did like a 12-day tour. And it was great. We had a great time. We did really well. So
sweet.
We just want to keep that momentum going.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm so glad that you guys tuned in. We're down to the last 19 seconds of the show. Anybody have anything they'd like to add?
Well, I love you all. Thank you for tuning in.
Stay safe out there.
Big hugs.
Stay safe.
Positive vibes.
That's right. And don't you forget to party or go home. We've got one last one here for you.
Water like rain is always in my mind. I check it on now, but I knew I should try. Sit around and I feel the murder. I want to kill everyone in my sight. Check it, it won't happen again. But you're just gonna have to turn on my back. Yeah.
you guys for
thank you, thank
on.
You.
Yes, yes, and
thanks for having us.
Yeah,
yes,
this is great.
Very good. And if you do have anything up on Interpunk, get your money first because
oh, that was all old.
He ripped us off really bad. Bob Shimmerman, you're a bad, bad boy.
Yeah.
I will not send you any more records, nothing, until you pay what you owe me.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Gotta be so
careful.
It is careful.
The time for redemption.
Right, right. But, you know, I really love your band. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you, Candice.
Yes,
thank
and
you.
And, you know, please keep me informed of when you're performing. I see you just performed a show March 20th. Two days ago, Friday.
They got canceled.
Oh, it did?
Yeah,
oh,
we had Friday and Saturday. They both got canceled.
Oh, man. Cool poster.
Yeah.
Who does your artwork? You guys do good artwork.
I've done some, and then, like, Peter makes art for, like, some of the merch and everything, and then we have friends that do like flyers, and we've had a few friends do like album art for us, you know, for trade or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And yeah,
well, you know, we do a lot of shirts for our bands at Mystic, and what we do is we put the 300 reasons on the back, and I've added some of the new artists, but I'm making a new list, and we could put out a shirt for you with the 300 reasons on the back, and this new
That'd
album
be very
will
awesome.
Be out on Mystic.
Hell yeah.
And if you guys have any merch that you want to sell and you do it on PayPal, I can put a link on our website, which is going to be updated to mobile friendly. I have a mobile site, but it doesn't have everything. And you guys can sell your merch directly from there, and it goes straight to you, you know?
Perfect,
so,
yeah. Well, we need
yeah.
to
awesome.
All right, guys. Well, we've run out of time, so nobody's hearing us live, but it's okay. It's
Man.
Still getting recorded, and I'll send you guys a copy of it. And don't you forget to party or go home and have a wonderful birthday, Louie, and a great barbecue.
Thank you so
what
much.
Do you guys, yeah, what are you guys going to barbecue?
At the victim house, our house, we're doing a
I'm gonna bring over
barbecue.
Some sausage.
We got
ribs,
yeah.
spicy sausage.
Well, you know,
sausage.
when the virus bullshit is over and people are allowed
soon.
To play shows and stuff again, you guys will have to hook up a chainsaw fight in Las Vegas. They sing a lot of similar songs like you guys about
awesome
mayhem and their latest album's Murder Party, so you know, go figure, right?
That sounds great.
I've seen
sounds
their videos
good.
Too.
Okay, guys, well, I'm going to send you links to all of our good websites, and you're free to post all of your stuff all you want, and we'll
awesome.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Candace.
Thank you so much,
Candace. Thank you,
Candace. Thank you, guys, and Misery Loves Company. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank
have a good
you.
One.
Laters.
Later.
Later.